Fear not, little flock, for the things that are coming on the planet and the things that will come soon in this nation. For chaos will ensue and things will be shaken. There'll be no help in man, but your help comes from above, says the Spirit of grace. Do not be shaken in spirit nor in mind, but continue to live a life that is conducive for my presence to shield you and to keep you. For in me you are invincible, and in me you'll ride the storm and come out on the other side, says the Spirit of grace. But this is a time of shaking. And know this, that it will be ramped up in the days ahead. It is important for you to walk single-minded and with a heart set on things that are above, says the Spirit of grace. Do not look to the right hand or to the left. And even those things that I'm doing in the natural, I'm commanding you not to set your eyes upon those things, but to pray my will, which is conducive for things to happen in the natural realm. But the storm is coming, but I've given you a position in the back of the boat to rest and to be at rest and to fear nothing and to know that all authority, both in heaven and earth, has been given to me, and I gave that authority to my church to stand in these last days and change the outcome. Change the future, not only of their life, but of their nation, says the Spirit of the Lord. But if you are hoping in man, or if you are hoping in the favor of man, understand this, your hope will come to an end. But if you rest in me, and your world rests in me, then you'll be invincible in these last days. You'll stand without fear, bathed in love, able to do exploits in my name and change the outcome of natural things, says the Spirit of grace. The words that I have spoken multiple times to become laser focused, I still resound in these assemblies. Judge everything in your life, not just morally, but in time consumption. Do not wait until your boat is filling up with water to look for a place of authority. Stand now. Make preparations now for the days ahead, and you'll be glad that you did. You'll rejoice in the hour which is to come. For I will be with you, and I will go through the furnace with you, and you'll come out unscathed. But this promise does not go for everyone. It goes to those who will heed and do, says the Spirit of the Lord.